brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, I am as happy as I have been in my life, except for the birth of my three children, because I know that I have a blind spot. I can't make myself bug big celebrities or ask for things from them. And Willie's such a nice guy that if he thinks in his heart it's a good thing to do, he'll generally do it. And that's what I've been told by folks that have known him for decades. And now he just says, yeah, let's do a 9/11 slash impeachment anti-Iran deal. So we're going to be setting that up in the next month or some, next couple months, whenever Willie wants to do it. In closing, I know we got loaded phones, but we're out of time. We'll have Willie back, undoubtedly. In the last 3 or 4 minutes we've got, sir, earlier you were trying to get into, when we went to break, energy dependence and systems to get off of it. They're demonizing ethanol, but that's from corn. You're talking about the cooking oil and trash and the pig farms and the chicken farms. You're talking about systems that use the waste we're just dumping in rivers right now to create cleaner burning fuels. In closing, Willie Nelson, that's a way to create a new economy, as you have said, as a visionary, and you've got all the evidence to re-energize the family farm and try to save what we've got left and get us off of the oil.
Absolutely, and we can do it. We have the ability to do it. We have the resources, and I think the secret is to keep it local and sustainable. If you have something in around you that farmers grow that you can use it. Anytime you import something, it costs more and it pollutes the environment. Anytime you can buy it locally, you're getting healthier food because you know where it's coming from. So I think the important thing for us to do is to make sure that we support our local agriculture, our local economy, and not become dependent on bringing in everything from around the world. Because you look at your table where you ate breakfast this morning, and everything on your plate probably came from 1,200 to 1,500 miles away. And that's a huge waste. It could have been done outside your back door by farmers that you know.
Now, just 70 years ago, I would guess, growing up in north central Texas, that everything on your plate every morning was from right there in the little town you grew up in.
In Abbott, Texas, we had our own chickens, and we had eggs, and we grew our own beef, and we had hogs out there that we grew, and we had a garden. So we pretty much were self-sufficient. And I think probably out of necessity, because of the high prices of everything, we're going to have to get back to that kind of living again. And honestly, I think it will be good for us to go back to the basics and be able to take care of ourselves without having to depend on somebody on the other side of the world.
Absolutely. You can find all of his websites through willienelson.com. You can also find out about all the prolific new records, new albums you've been putting out. Willie, I've been reading all the reviews, too, quite a few of the reviews. The reviewers are saying that you seem to, like a fine wine, be getting even better now that you had your 75th birthday. Are you hitting kind of your third or fourth wind here?
I'm breaking wind right now, I think.
That's a good joke. You know, I mean, like, you're a jogger. I mean, you know, you're like, seem to be energized.
I do have a lot of energy, and I ride a bike, and you know, I do what I can to try to get rid of the energy, and then I do a 2-hour show on the stage every night. So at the end of the day, I try to get well spent. That's the secret, I think, to being healthy spiritually, mentally, is to do a lot of exercise and keep your body going.
And you talk a lot about that in your book with Turk Pipkin, The Tao of Willie. New York Times bestseller, be sure and get that as well. Willie, I am completely blown away by this interview, and I sense destiny here, something big, and I pray that this does happen, and we just appreciate all your time. I'll say bye to you off air here in just a moment, and I will talk to you in the morning, sir. You're going to be playing tonight in Council Bluff, Iowa. Is that sold out like most your shows, or can folks go to that?
Well, I think it's a casino, so it's probably pretty well sold out. But if you're around here close, you might come over. But it's a small venue, so it's probably pretty well sold out.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah! Man, I am feeling good right now. Willie Nelson on in the last hour for an hour. Unbelievable. We're going to have a truth stock, or whatever you want to call it, for 9/11 truth, and against the Iran war. That's the answer. Getting major attention against the war, against attacking Iran. Boy, black ops are going to try to stop that. We have an amazing individual on air with us today. He is William Pepper, and I appreciate him rescheduling from last week because I wanted to do close to a full hour with him. I mean, if I tried to go over his bio, this guy has seen it all. Another incredible guest. And he is just a stalwart, spending millions of his own money as a prominent lawyer to literally be a gumshoe for years, tracking the murder of first MLK, then RFK, JFK. And he's got lawsuits in there right now to expose the MLK murder. He's in there exposing the Bobby killing. And he's just got the floor for the next hour. Whatever this man wants to impart to us knowledge-wise, I'm just so honored to be able to talk to people like Mr. Pepper. I am so honored to be able to talk to people like Willie Nelson. We got Mark Kornke coming up, and St. John Hunt, the son of the CIA black op commander who ran the operation to kill Kennedy. That's all admitted now. He's coming on. Going to William Pepper. Mr. Pepper, it is good to have you on, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Please, in a nutshell, you don't like to talk about yourself, but so people know who they're listening to, your depth and breadth of experience and knowledge. In a nutshell, tell us about your life, and then get into these three murders. We just had Bobby's murder anniversary last week, assassination last week. Just whatever area you want to get into.
Well, That's a pretty deep well, Alex. I grew like probably like you did, and many others, as a son of America, hardworking middle class parents who had been immigrants from Ireland and infused with the blessings of this republic and the dream, came here, struggled, went to public schools. Well, happened to be a ball player, was a baseball player, and that enabled me to take examination to private school and went into a private school late in my secondary education. Then went on to Columbia on a scholarship and took 2 degrees there and played sports there. Went to Cuba in '59 as with one other member of the Columbia baseball team to play in a sports festival, and these things started to open up one's eyes because the picture. And I spent a fair amount of time with Castro and with Guevara as a young ball player and spoke the language, so had an opportunity to learn a bit about what was really going on, what was behind that revolution and why America had supported dictatorships for almost 60 years before the Castro revolution. So what started as a 12-year-old who could only find black kids to play baseball with in the heat of the summer, requiring me to go into the ghetto and see for the first time how those people lived, and had raised questions in my mind about how what was going on socioeconomically in the society, then carried on to through the Cuban experience, and then eventually I went to London and met a number of developing world leaders who had different perspectives also on America. I was at LSE, and that was where, of course, the Rockefellers sent David early on in order to understand a bit about the world, and Joe Kennedy sent John. It was regarded as the place to go in terms of becoming aware of the world. But that led me into reform politics, thinking that perhaps one could manipulate a system and make it a little bit better. So I came back to the States, led a reform movement in Westchester County, New York, and became fairly controversial with that. Then Bob Kennedy asked me to run his campaign in Westchester, which was a heavily Republican county. And when he ran for the Senate in 1964, so I became his citizen's chairman. And at that point in time, eventually this led through a one human rights position as head of the director of the Commission of Human Rights for New Rochelle. The city was about to burn down. It was called the Little Rock of the North. And the only way we could stop it from burning was to put bodies in the streets and around country clubs of people who were discriminating against blacks and in terms of housing and education, and certainly the skilled trades unions. Electrical Workers Union still held their meetings in Italian in that city at that time. So we had to crack all of that. And the only way you could crack it was not by using the fair housing laws or the equal employment law. You had to actually put bodies in the streets and stop an urban renewal project from going forward. And that was the only language that they understood. Roads to power being through money and numbers, so we managed to mobilize numbers. That led, I'm giving you this very brief summary because you asked for it, and a little...
No, but it's important.
Yeah, a little self-conscious about doing it. That led to Vietnam. I was just very troubled about the war as a young guy, and I got journalist credentials and got accredited by MACV, the accrediting agency over there at the time, and spent a lot of time out in the country and just saw a lot of things that turned my stomach and made me disgusted and very, very uneasy. And I guess I blew I didn't write anything when I was there. I just took a lot of photographs, never developed any film. Kept it all. We were hit once going into Plaque Coup on a C-130 on the way in and had a rough landing, and I hurt my back and had to go back into Saigon. And it was the first time I'd come out of the country, and I was a bit just angry. Some friends took me to a party, and a Vietnamese shill attached herself to me that evening and drew from me what I really was feeling and seeing out there. And the next morning I was summoned into the accrediting officer's office. Commander Madison told me that he thought that they were worried about me and I could lose my life out there. I wasn't attending their briefings and Saigon, I should probably go on home. I'd probably, it sounds like I'd hurt my back anyway. And I told him they were uncomfortable with my presence, but I wanted to go into a place called Tay Ninh before I left. And he said, what do you want to go to Tay Ninh for? He said, the Kong control that area. I said, I want to go there because there's a leprosarium and I want to see how those lepers are treated, because I think you learn a lot about a people by the way they treat the most degraded and despised and shunned in their social units. And I want to see how they treat those lepers. And he thought I was looked at me like I was a nutter. And I said, I need a chopper to go in there. Would you give me a chopper? And he said, no, we won't give you a chopper. We can't afford to give you a chopper. But we'll give you a Jeep with a driver. And I said, I'll get back to you on that. And I talked to some friends. They said, look, you really better get out of here. I mean, Jeeps with drivers don't work. And the last guy they gave a Jeep with a driver was found by the side of the road. And said, you've got a pretty clear message. You better leave here, because they're going to find a way to get you one way or the other. So I left anyway, went back, and then wrote some things. But the article that was probably the most damning was called Children of Vietnam and was published in Ramparts in January of 1967. My goodness, Alex, how long ago that is. Martin King was a subscriber. He saw it. He almost threw up at Atlanta Airport on his way to the Caribbean when he thumbed through it and he saw the photographs that I published. And when he got back, he asked to meet with me, and that, of course, started a relationship the last year of his life. I had been in the South in civil rights work at various times in the 60s and on the Selma March and events like that. But I'd never met him. I just was a young student from the North. But this then brought him directly into touch, and I opened my files to him at his request, and he just became nauseous. He visibly cried when he saw the horror of that war.
And that's showing the real humanity. People love to demonize Martin Luther King or go along with the FBI files that were complete misrepresentations. But I've talked to a lot of folks that actually knew him, and they say, I mean, you can tell those speeches, that passion. You can't lie. I mean, that type of passion comes across. That's why he was so powerful. It wasn't just the words or the tone. You could, I mean, Martin Luther King believed what he was saying and was a very deep man, was he not?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. I committed the last year of his life to working with him. He asked me to head the National Conference for New Politics, which was an umbrella organization to go over all of the peace and poverty groups and potentially mobilize for a third-party ticket of himself and Ben Spock.
And that's why they killed him.
A large convention in Chicago, over 5,000 delegates from all over the country. But it was subverted. It was infiltrated and subverted. And I introduced him. I was executive director of NCMP. I introduced him. And when he was speaking, I was passed a note that said, you better get him out of here as soon as he finishes speaking, or we're going to take him hostage and embarrass him before the world. And that came from a black caucus. And one of the first black caucus, supposedly black groups that was formed. But what we didn't realize at the time, that black caucus was largely being led by Blackstone Rangers and others who were on the pay of the federal government and who were there strictly for the purpose of using their blackness and black radicalism to take control.
Yeah, they want to radicalize things to then discredit. You know, we're going to skip this break with William Pepper because I want to have plenty of time to talk to him. Here we go.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pepper, he's seen it all, been a lawyer for the Kennedys during their campaigns, well, for Bobby. Worked very close with Martin Luther King, and he's doing so much. There's no way to cover it all. He's involved in lawsuits exposing the MLK assassination. He for years, most of the evidence we have of MLK being killed in the open and shut case, he went and proved. Let's try to condense that down and talk about your lawsuit that's taking place right now.
Well, we had, of course, in terms of the King case, when we became aware. In 1978, Abernathy asked me to go up to the prison and interrogate James. Actually, it was 77. I thought he'd lost it because we'd all been convinced that James was guilty. And no reason to doubt that at the time. Again, it's our naivete, right? So I told Ralph, I don't know anything about the case. And it took me several months to read everything and understand what went on. And then we went up to Sea Ray and in Brushy Mountain Penitentiary, and I interviewed him for 5 hours. I put him through a lot of stress. Had a body language expert, a psychiatrist from Harvard, who's a friend of mine, Howie Behrens, come up, and he sat there. His job was to stare at Ray throughout the session, because I stressed him just to see how his body movements were reacting. Anyway, at the end of the 5 hours, we all, Abernathy, myself, Behrens, and I, we came away with a view that Ray didn't do it. He was definitely not the shooter. He demonstrates this little knowledge, actually, of weapons, why he had bought one gun and exchanged it for another. It just didn't, a lot of things didn't make any sense at all.
It stunk.
It stunk, right. But we didn't know what role he might have played. So I then started to go into Memphis on my own in 78 and started to snoop around. And that snooping around, of course, has continued for about, well, it's now 30 years, although it's virtually done. And I lived in the streets, went into shelters and befriended homeless people and drank in the bars, because those are the people who really knew what happened. And I started to get a picture of what really happened there. And Ray kept asking me to represent him, and I kept refusing. I said, I got to be confused. I got to be I have it confirmed in my own head that you had no role in the killing of Martin King. And it took 10 years, Alex, and finally in 88, I agreed to represent James O'Ray, and I was his lawyer for the last 10 years of his life. And we failed to get a trial for him, a new trial for him. We struggled. We had a television trial, which was very real and very dynamic.
I've seen that. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the jury took 7 hours to find him not guilty, had a fraction of the evidence that then emerged, where people started calling and providing information. I did a first book called Orders to Kill, which developed all the evidence we had and the involvement of the
killer. Now, let's briefly skip ahead now and then go back, but I want to plug your new book now before we forget.
Yeah, well, the second book, and the paperback of it has just come out, is called Act of State, and that brought the evidence up to a trial that we held in 1999. I represented the King family, and we tried a case over 30 days with 70 witnesses. It was a civil action. The family sued one of the people that I uncovered as being a key player in the assassination at the local level, a fellow called Lloyd Jowers. We brought an enormous amount of evidence to bear and against Jowers. It took that jury 59 minutes to find that, of course, that Ray had nothing to do with the killing and that responsibility lay 70% with the government of the United States and the government of Tennessee and Memphis, and 30% with Jowers, who was a minor player in the whole thing. But, of course, that verdict was and that result and that evidence is buried to the present time. CNN is presently running a documentary, they call it an investigation that they did, which is a total distortion and disinformation, which didn't deal with the evidence in the trial at all, didn't reveal to the people that we subpoenaed all the prosecutors, tried to get them to appear, and they ran for cover and got the Court of Appeals to give them protection so they didn't have to testify and be embarrassed. But CNN ignores all of that kind of information. And there's an effort, as you know, Alex, in so many areas of public life in America where there's been public wrongdoing to cover up and to spread for all time on the history books the official story.
And I found Fox News, with its cartoonish ridiculousness, gives CNN then cover because they can act more credible, but in a lot of ways puts out even more dangerous propaganda because it's slicker.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. So anyway,
Hold on, sir. We're going to skip this break for stations out there. We're going to continue talking. But I do want to digress with William Pepper because there's so many things I want to bring up. So when we get back to the full stations in 3 minutes, we'll continue. But behind the scenes, we're PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com audio stream listeners. We're going to keep talking to William Pepper right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're going to get back into the murder of MLK and big new developments there, RFK, JFK briefly in the 25 minutes we have left with our guests, but I do want to briefly digress, and we were just talking behind the scenes for internet listeners and viewers, for the full radio audience, we were talking about, are they going to go into Iran? And he was saying, well, it looks like they're leaning towards that. And he mentioned Cy Hirsch and others with sources. Our sources in Congress say the same thing. Ron Paul, who isn't one to shoot his mouth off, said last week before the House that we're basically going to go into martial law and total tyranny because that's all the preparations he sees. He says colleagues walk around giggling and talking about nuking Iran like children. A mass mental illness, kind of like one of those Bible verses about, you know, given over to craziness, mass lunacy, has now taken us, and he was getting into that, finishing up. Do you see any way of changing this and going into this long, dark night that's going to make the 60s look like a Tea Party?
I'm afraid at this point in time, short of a very serious a mass uprising and awareness, I don't. Remember, KBR was given this contract, $385 million, over a year, February ago, to build effectively a concentration camp-like facilities in every state of the Union and to refurbish some existing facilities so they could be used. The excuse was that they needed these places for illegal immigrants, which is absolute nonsense. And when you talk about putting them up in Maine and Vermont and places like that, we're talking about illegal immigrants.
Well, Rex 84 in the 80s, the original plan by Oliver North and Poindexter, as you know, sir, being a scholar, said they would use it as a cover, saying it was for foreigners, but it was really for dissidents.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. And they are anticipating at some point a roundup, which is an excuse for the declaration of martial law. I think all of the seeds have been sown for martial law in this country. Effectively, surreptitiously, of course, there's no barrier now to virtually doing anything that they want to do. And that is the problem. There is dissent. There are some independent jurists and some independent courts. I think they're going to run roughshod over them. They just need an excuse to declare martial law. An attack on Iran, or some type of false flag operation here in the United States would give them that excuse. So I think we may not be terribly far away from that. If they don't need to go to that extreme, if they can continue to dumb down the population and to minimize any kind of effective dissent, they're going to do that, of course. So just continue.
The reason
you know
I think they're going to go with it,
what's making it more and more difficult, Alex, is the decline of the economy. Because there's no doubt now we're heading back toward 1929.
That's what I was about to say. That's going to push them. And you just next point you just made it.
Yeah.
So you are you saying you see this as an accelerant towards martial law? The economy imploding. Go ahead.
Yes, I think increasingly as middle class people become alienated, as they did during the Vietnam War, by the way, when their children were being drafted. Now the alienation is not a draft, but it's going to be a loss of jobs, inability to feed their families, shortage of basic of goods that they need.
I'll tell you what else is scary. I'll tell you what else is scary. They're taking masses of the Austin police to Israel to train them in anti-terror and literally in how to control the U.S. That means the people. And they're taking every other major city department over there for brainwashing. I mean, and on their own battle plans, basically turning America into fenced-in cities and checkpoints where we're all slaves.
Yeah, I think that the signs are there that the preparations are being raised for the purpose of taking those steps if they have to take them. He brought in the Orlando Air Reserve into Washington. Bush brought them in, nationalized them, brought them into Washington several months ago now. And he did it very quietly, but in anticipation of serious unrest in the Capitol arising and having enough forces. They didn't have enough forces to put down what they anticipated Martin was going to do in May, June of 68 in Washington with the encampment. So they were never going to be able to let that he could never leave Memphis. They've also
announced everywhere, like Chicago, that, oh, we're going to use National Guard now to fight crime, not just terrorism. So we're really seeing them flip the switches and turn on martial law already.
Yes, that's right. I think that's right. Posse Comitatus, the prohibition of using military forces for civil disorder and civil purposes is gone. It's effectively been wiped out.
So they have the tyranny system idling, and now they're starting the juggernaut rolling. I do, with Congress with a 9% approval rating and 70-plus percent of the troops against the war, and what I see, I don't see it being a popular martial law like with Hitler. I don't see it going well for them. I think it may collapse like the Soviet Union. And do you agree that's the best we can hope for?
Well, it is probably the best we can hope for. I mean, you know, they spent $1 trillion on Iraq. Obama's talking about beefing up Afghanistan. He threw Brzezinski off his foreign policy team, as you may know. Now, whatever one thinks of Brzezinski, the guy is nevertheless a hard-headed pragmatist. And whichever side he's on, he is a pragmatist.
And he's been saying de-escalate.
And he's saying do not make the same mistake that the Soviets made. Do not do that in Afghanistan, Obama. And he threw him off the team. And he's talking about beefing up the troops in Afghanistan. That's never going to be solved militarily. We've not learned that lesson.
Well, that just gives the Afghans more targets to shoot.
Oh, there's no question about that. It's a very foolish move. We're going from one to another, and then if you're saddled with Iraq as well, and a declining economy, with the economy going into the toilet, this place is going to be on fire.
The dollar in free fall?
The dollar is a serious, serious trouble, and it's going to get worse. And think about the price of oil if they attack Iran.
Well,
think about it.
Mr. Pepper, here's the thing. Every analyst, liberal, conservative, mainline, father of Reaganomics, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, yourself, you all say the exact same thing, because there's no other way to analyze this than I have some of the troops sending me threatening emails with their MySpace handles in uniform, not the majority, saying, yeah, we're going to kill you too. And they're laughing and think it's funny and cute. Don't they know it's going to ruin their mother's and father's pensions?
No.
And our whole, don't they know that they're going to get, that this whole corporate global system isn't their friend either? Don't they understand that they're not going to get a cakewalk? That they're bringing destruction down on themselves? Or are they just so unknowledgeable about common sense and history that they have no idea?
They are unknowledgeable, and they're continuing to be dumbed down. They're continuing to be fed the propaganda. And that's the great crime of the corporate media in this country, which is simply silent. It does not inform the people. It disinforms them continually. So, I mean, that's what faces us. The only thing you can do, people like you, Alex, and with your outreach, have got to try to make people aware of these things. But more than making them aware, you've got to encourage them to organize. We used to have a motto which said, don't mourn, organize. You simply, if you love this republic and you want to preserve it, or any semblance of it, you simply have to organize. And you can start organizing at the local level and just spread the groups as much as possible.
Well, I agree. And folks, you're talking to a man who's lived it and done it. It was on the phone, William Pepper. I have seen quite a bit, but nothing like he has. Don't wait till the martial law is in and they shut the main web off. They're already set Internet 2 up and said they're getting ready to shut down access to 95% of the web. That's announced mainstream news. Don't wait until the troops and the mercenaries and when Bush is hiring tens of thousands of aggravated felons for the military. I mean, William, this is getting, again, Twilight Zone. I keep imagining that, you know, keep thinking that Rod Serling's going to walk out in front of things and tell me it was all a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, it feels unreal, doesn't it?
It does. Well, we've only got about 18 minutes left, and just in a nutshell, what they did to Martin, what you discovered, and your book, all the Bobby stuff coming out. I mean, it's open and shut, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. If we can move on with the King case has basically been solved. There are a few loose pieces that I'm taking care of, but it's basically done. Bob Kennedy. The Kennedy case is actually easier. I was asked by Sirhan a long time ago to get involved and refused. You know what happens when you get. I was working on the King case, and now I would jump into that, and they would say, "Well, here he is, this conspiracy nutter," and it was just not the thing to do. Finally, we basically finished, and the King family was satisfied because they really understood finally how Martin was killed and why he was killed. They gave me some of the new information, the new evidence on the assassination of Bob Kennedy, and it's overwhelming. It's black and white. There is just no question that Sirhan did not kill him and could not have killed him. And so I've taken that case on full score now, and we're going to press forward. And using similar tactics I used in the King case, eventually we're going to be able to put under oath all of the evidence that will show that Bob Kennedy was not killed by Sirhan. Bob was shot from behind. Bullet went into the right side of his head by the right ear. The gun, according to the autopsy report, was about an inch to 2 inches from the back of his head. There were three shots that hit his body. They were all from behind, and they were all at very close range. And a fourth shot went through his shoulder pad. Sirhan was in front of Kennedy, never closer than 3 to 5 feet in the front of him. He started shooting. The first shot appears to have been simply a blank cartridge that flared up and distracted everybody. And then he got a second shot off, and then his arm was pinned to the table. and he kept pulling the trigger, and bullets went all over the pantry. But while all that distraction was going on, Bob was hit. The assassin hit him from behind. And it's quite clear that that Sirhan didn't do it. It's also quite clear, since he hasn't got any recollection of what happened, that he was hypnoprogrammed. And this has been now analyzed by a number of people, including a psychologist who spent over 20 visits with him when he was in San Quentin. So we've got a task ahead of us to look at the whole psychological aspect of this and the hypnoprogramming that that we strongly believe was done to this guy to set him up the way that he was set up. So that process is now in motion. We're going to be persistent. We're going to persevere, and we're going to get this evidence out finally. We've just had the benefit of acoustical evidence that has been revealed and confirms what we have from other aspects evidence earlier, very clearly indicating that 13 shots were fired, that two weapons were used, because there's an acoustical difference between the sound of the discharge. And it's remarkable, because Sirhan's gun, of course, only had 8 bullets in it, that the number of shots that actually were fired, indicating quite clearly a second gun and another assassin. So all of that is, and it's a scientifically indisputable. One of the guys involved is the former president of the Association of Forensic Scientists in America, Robert Joling. So I think, and Phil von Prague is the guy who did the acoustical work. So I think we're going to go forward with the Bob Kennedy case, and eventually we'll reveal that he was assassinated and by forces other than a lone gunman once again. And we're going to see the same people at work in this assassination, the same forces at work in this assassination, determined not to let Bob Kennedy become president.
What do you think of the news footage the BBC's gotten where it shows 3 known CIA guys all spinning images, dancing around right before he's killed out there? And you can watch the body language directing people, too, looking like they're on a rabbit hunt or something. Very obvious.
Well, I know Shane O'Sullivan quite well, and Shane did that piece, and he's also written a very detailed book. A lot of his information is very, very good and solid. I think I got to look much more closely at that aspect of it, because I think some doubt has been thrown up with respect to some of the identities.
But when we're talking about the acoustics, when you have the head of the National Acoustics, Forensics Association, and others, this is open and shut.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think there's any question about that. But we're going to have to go through, Alex, the bureaucracy of the judicial system in the state of California, which is going to try to block us on technicalities. They're never going to deal with the merits of this case. They're going to try to stop us on the basis of timeliness, statute of limitations issues, the usual kind of technical opposition that when you don't want anything to come forward on the merits, you put all these technical issues up in front to try to get the case dismissed. And unfortunately, a number of the members of the bench out there were prosecutors in that office at the time.
Well, as you said, we have the coroner, one of the top in the country, saying he was shot repeatedly in the back of the head. So we know that's a lie. Well, we know the guy that Mr. Caesar was a known spook behind him. It's important. People say this is 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 45 years ago. People are saying, why does this stuff matter? It matters because the same, even as Bruce Willis finally woke up seeing some of my films when Rick Linklater gave them to him a few years ago, he said, oh, my God, the people that killed Kennedy are in control now. He even said that then in Vanity Fair after we broke it before he went public. Even if somebody like Bruce Willis can wake up, the general public should be able to wake up. But you've been around a lot of these elitists and a lot of these big power brokers in your life and talked to folks that have also been around them. What is the mindset of the type of people that will stage terror attacks in the U.S. to blame it on enemies and launch wars, who will kill presidents, who will kill people running for president? I mean, what is their mindset? Obviously it's money and power and control, but what really drives them at the end of the day?
I think at the end of the day, they are driven by things you mentioned. They're driven by money and they're driven by power. They are in many ways the agents of a corporate industrial military complex that dominates public and increasingly private life in this country. And they get rewarded when they perform in a compatible way as public servants. They often end up on the boards of directors of many of these situations. You know, I mean, former head of American Express indicated that 5,000 people run this republic. And he said, you know, they meet at a place called the Bohemian, their representatives meet at a place called the Bohemian Grove. And they usually sidle up there about once a year. And they make, critical decisions are made up at the Bohemian Grove by the representatives of these people.
Now, yeah, that's a super class. We interviewed him. And I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. It's going on right now. Stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes with Mr. Pepper about the superclass. They run it. They could care less about you. They're turning the country into a prison for you so they can carry out their criminal activities untouched. Stay with us. William Pepper's our guest.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You could spend 50 hours with William Pepper. Just, he has knowledge about every facet. In fact, he has knowledge about all the things we cover here, and then he'll always have a little more for you. And he was just pointing out that Operation Northwoods had the same name as where they hatch all this stuff, the golf course outside Bohemian Grove, where they pick up their male and female prostitutes as well. And I've been there and seen it with my own two eyeballs. It's in The Order of Death, and my second film about Bohemian Grove. And they put the guy in prison and snuck in to get that footage for us. I snuck in and only gotten death threats in 2000. They just arrested the editor of Vanity Fair, tried to infiltrate. No doubt they had moles inside Vanity Fair that... See, the force is with us, folks. That's why we're able to do this, and I thank God every day I'm still alive. The force is not with most of these other people. Sir, in closing, talk about your book. We got 5 minutes. Anything else you want to add, Mr. Pepper? And then I want to get you back on in the near future to talk about some of your other amazing experiences.
Well, I mean, yeah, Active State is out as a paperback. I am representing Sirhan. We're pushing forward with that. I've also agreed to represent some victims of 9/11 in another lawsuit that I'm developing. That is a very sensitive lawsuit because it relates to the whole funding, the background and funding of 9/11. So that's going forward. These things, unfortunately, Alex, cost a great deal of money, and I'm having to try to earn funds out of regular legal, corporate, and other international legal work that I do to try to pay for it all. So it's not very easy to do that. The main book that I've virtually completed now is a book on Hugo Chavez Frias, the president of Venezuela, who has been, of course, a thorn in the side of the Americans and their efforts.
I meant to get into that with you last time you were on. We've got to set you up to come on and talk about, you know him well, the real Hugo Chavez, because that is obviously so important to what's happening geopolitically. And that leads me to my final question for you. Do you get death threats, and people ask, well, why is William Pepper still alive if he's done all of this? I would venture to say they don't want to make you a martyr. They don't want to put an exclamation point behind everything you've said and done. They don't want to highlight the work because you've already done your body of work and continue to do it. It won't help them to kill you. I mean, is that correct?
I think that's right. I think they should have hit me early on in the King work. And that no one would probably have noticed, and that would have been the end of it. But when the King family got involved, and they became really a part of the work that I was doing and in support of it, then it became very difficult for them at that point in time. And since then, I think they believe if they can just shut things down, whether it's a 9/11 work that I've encouraged or my support of Chavez back and forth with Venezuela and the Sirhan case, if they could shut them down and use any other means, they try to do that rather than kill. The answer, question is yes, there are death threats all the time, but they're not. I don't take them as being serious. I think in many ways, if they could let people like me and people like you go about the business of dissent in a controlled way, so that we're not really impacting on
it. It creates the illusion of liberty,
yeah.
And then they say, oh, see, they're just nuts.
That's exactly what it is. It's only when you start to get very close to the bone, the way Martin King and Bob Kennedy were,
getting power,
that they take you out.
They were trying to get control through the electoral process of the main executive mechanism.
Yes, that's right.
They were approaching the levers of control.
That's right, and that's where they took them out.
Whereas we're just down here trying to wake up the sheep who are happily chewing their cud. William Pepper, fire out websites people can visit.
I'm sorry?
Fire out your websites. Give us your websites.
Well, I don't personally have one. I've never had one. But one of the readers has organized a website called activestate.org. And so that's the name of the second book. So there is a website there.
Activestate.org. Tell you what, stay there. Back in 1 minute for 2 more minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.